శ్రీ రమణ రెమినిసెన్సెస్ బై జీవి సుబ్బరామయ్య, పబ్లిష్డ్ బై శ్రీ రమణాశ్రమం, తిరువన్నామలై, తమిళనాడు, సౌత్ ఇండియా. ఎక్స్ట్రాక్ట్స్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ బుక్ ఫార్మ్స్ అవర్ ఫ్యూచర్ ఆర్టికల్ యాజ్ ఐ సా హిమ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఇష్యూ. దోస్ ఆఫ్ యూ దట్ హ్యావ్ రెడ్ దిస్ విల్ హ్యావ్ హ్యాడ్ ఎన్ ఎంగేజింగ్ ఫోర్టేస్ట్ into the intimate life of a childlike devotee of the master. There are several interesting facets found in this book that were absent in other publications from Sri Ramanashramam. First of all, the writer was himself a poet, knowledgeable in Telugu, English, and Sanskrit. His expertise in translating poetry and text was utilized by the ashrama, and in this we also find the Maharishi taking a major role in proofreading, correcting, and composing. On this level of the author's relationship with the Maharishi, an unfamiliar onlooker might erroneously deduce that there are two professors collaborating. The Maharishi's interest and activities were almost on a daily basis, especially in his later years, directed toward compositions and publications, of which poetry seemed to take a major role. But the obvious interest the Maharishi showed was certainly influenced by the fact that the author himself was a poet whose thoughts and aspirations were clearly reflected in the pure waters of a jnani's mind. Another special quality of this book is the detail in which the author openly relates his domestic woes and how the Maharishi's abundant grace was always present in a very palpable manner, saving him from disaster. The death of his son, a stillborn child with delivery complications that caused his wife's death, followed by his daughter's sudden demise. These tragedies afflicting the sensitive heart of a loving husband and father accentuate the power of the Maharishi's grace and the potency of his teachings in the life of the author. His reminiscences are presented in chronological order, starting from 1933 to 1950, with a few later anecdotal entries in the end. He regularly made 3 lengthy visits to the ashrama every year and seemed to have maintained a diary. All events, visits, observations, and utterances of the Maharishi are recorded with specific dates. Also, the letters he wrote to and received from the ashrama are often quoted throughout the book. From all this, it is apparent that his whole life, whether living in the ashrama or at home in Andhra Pradesh, was centered on his master and lord, residing at the foot of the holy Arunachala Hill. For those wishing to have intimate look into the life of a single-minded and dearly loved devotee of the Maharishi, we highly recommend the study of this book. Devotees will undoubtedly cherish it.